Bert Bacharach. Bert was my former husband. We were married for 10 years. And as most would agree, he's one of the great songwriters of all time. Frank Sinatra once made a comment he didn't like in Vegas. He said he wrote in half sizes because everything's like 5 6/8 and 3 7/8, but Bert didn't think that was very funny. But anyway, he's the only one who I ever wrote with who insisted that his melodies not be touched. So I filled in the lyrics to his melodies, and I had to be precise. We had a few arguments over that, like in their playing, no, like in, what was the song? In That's What Friends Are For. He played da 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 da, and I wrote, I never thought I'd feel this way. And he said, that's not what I played. I played da 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 da. So I said, okay, so just say, I never thought I'd feel this way. And he said, no, I need that pickup. I need da da. So I said, fine. I said, just say, and I never thought I'd feel this way. So he wrote it down, and the record, as you know, might or you might know, was a huge success with Dion and Stevie Wonder and Elton John and Gladys Knight, and we gave the money to AMFAR, American Foundation for AIDS Research. But when I hear it on the radio today, and I hear, and I think, gosh, it's really better. Plus, it's better lyrically without my even knowing it, because you feel like you're coming into the middle of a conversation. So in that regard, I guess he's sort of a melodic genius. And then we wrote On My Own together, which was a big hit with Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald, and Heartlight with Neil. So we had a good collaboration, the best of which being our now 21-year-old son, Christopher, going on 22 in December. So, you know, it was what it was, and it's okay now.